लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. We are starting with another fan episode, and I'm really happy that she joined me. She joined very spontaneously because we won't say names, but I got stood up for a recording and she said spontaneously, yes, here we go. So here we go. And we are in Europe. I'm going to Italy to another fan account, and I said, hello Ramona from Vertical Lessons. How are you doing?
Hello to everyone. So nice to see you.
I want to ask how's the weather in Italy, but it's also 11 p.m. So I think it's dark.
I have a t-shirt right now, so you can imagine the weather here because I'm South Italy.
Oh yeah, okay, so then it should be warm because here in South Germany, we already near the zero Celsius. Yes. Last night it has the first snow in the Black Forest. The winter is coming. Yeah.
I'm ashamed to say today was 26 degrees.
No. minus 20 degrees, and you are here in my area now at the moment.
Oh my goodness. Wait, we're still in the 20s.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm okay with the winter is coming because, you know, the thing is, you have more time in the evenings, it's getting earlier dark, then you can cozy on the couch and watch new verticals. Yeah, because I don't know if it's the same with you, but in summer, I am not watching so many verticals like in winter.
Same. I started the journey from verticals actually in spring for me, very early, actually it was this year. And funny thing, summer, I think I watched 4 or 5 in August because it was a nightmare of a month for me, August. July, maybe 10,
yeah.
But March, April, May, and June, girl, I think I watched everything was possible, reassured and every kind of up.
So
I received a notification from my phone, you're a human being, because I was 24/7 on my phone watching
on the screen. Your screen time was ridiculously high. Okay, I understand. So you got a message from your smartphone, sorry. Can it be possible that you are kind of addicted? That's good. You know, to be honest, I switched off these messages because otherwise I will get, on Monday, you will get an assumption of your screen time before the last week. So I switched that off because every Monday I'm really shocked how many hours I was using my smartphone. So
I get it.
Yeah.
No. I know that.
Okay, so the first question for the big fans is, when did you start watching verticals and how did you get in? Let me guess, a Facebook ad of... Oh. No? No?
No, I was...
You're the first one! So, how did you get in?
Basically, because of kind of a little bit correlated with my work, because I work a little bit internationally, so I have to deal with some Chinese people, and someone of them show something. They have their own apps. So it's completely different from our ones. So they was like, you see, because I was constantly seeing them watching stuff on their phone. I was like, what the heck? What are you watching all of us on your phone? And then they were like, I'm watching. Well, they have their course. Everything is from China, I have the old names or whatever. Looking at this, there's not a European version or something different. And they're like, yeah, it is. But I have no idea because they know, but they will not give you names, nothing. Okay. And like, okay. And one day on TikTok, I was saw an ad. And actually, it was my first vertical ever I saw. And it was with Jerry Harper, My Secret Life of My Billionaire Husband.
The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband. That was also my first one, with Molly Anderson as the bad stepsister in it, then Jared Harper as the husband, and the female lead, I don't know her name.
She have a particular name anyway. It's not easy to remind, yeah.
But that was also my first one.
Yeah. And I started this journey into vertical worlds at the end of March, beginning of April.
This year?
No. This year. Yep. And I watched more than 500 verticals.
You started this year. I started with the same vertical, but at the end of 2023.
It's so
old? Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's so old, this vertical.
Exactly. Yeah, that was one of the first verticals, original verticals on Real Short.
Wow.
And when I saw this one, you know, there were ads on Facebook every time they showed you another episode of it. And I was so fixed. I tried to resist 2 months. And then every time I saw other parts of this vertical, and on some point I was, oh, bullshit, I want to know how it ends. And then I get a weekly membership of Real Short. That was my first membership. And when I got this, I did a marathon and I watched in these 5 days every origin vertical which were released to this point on Real Short. And I did a lot of night shifters. I watched everything on this app, exceptional the Chinese one.
Ah, oh, same girl. I can't. I'm sorry. I try one. I can't.
For me, it's totally exhausting to watch them with the subtitle. And to be honest, 1 hour to listen to their language is so exhausting for my head. I cannot do that. I cannot do that.
I speak Chinese. Plot twist. No, I can speak Chinese. But for me, the way they are delivering stuff into vertical words is completely different than the way that I speak in Chinese.
Yeah, okay.
So for me, it's like, oh, no way.
And big question.
Okay.
A Chinese billionaire CEO is not as hot as an American billionaire CEO, like,
girl,
for example, Cayman Cardiff or stuff like that, isn't it?
Girl, they all short.
Yeah, and so thin.
Yes. No way, no, absolutely right. I'm sorry, but
and when you see them hug a woman, you know, I'm 5'10, I'm a really tall woman, and when I'm imagining to get hugged from a Chinese billionaire CEO, this total thin and small man, no.
No, I get it, because I, as I said, because of my work, I met a lot of Chinese people and whatever, women or women, everything, okay? So they're very short people. I never imagined they can be so short. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? But wait, I prefer our boys and girls and everyone.
And now I can ask you, I lived in Italy for 6 months, and the Italian men are kind of, no, not all, but kind of macho and this stuff. And it's so total different in character to the Chinese one.
But not only that, I was I have to always be updated for my work on body language, culture changing, mm-hmm. and the way to approaching people or whatever. And I realized, I think, I have, sorry, it's not because I'm Italy, but Italian people really know how to deal with some stuff. They are really very
strong,
yeah. powerful. They know yeah. how to deal with people. They know how to make you believe something maybe is not properly correct or whatever, but still they have this charisma.
Yeah, I never met in the 6 months when I was living in Milano, mm-hmm. I never saw a shy Italian guy.
Maybe my husband will be the exception.
Really? Okay, no, but to be honest, normally they are very, very open and strong and communicative and stuff like that.
True.
And stronzos.
Oi, girl, your pronunciation is perfect. Congratulations.
Yeah. You know, when you were 6 months in Italy, and I spoke to a lot of these old nonnas, and they told me how to cook really great spaghetti carbonara and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, it's when you hear it every day. And, you know, in Germany, I think it's not so difficult with all the pronunciation of the Italian word, especially not in the south of Germany.
Yeah, because it's more closer to the border. And
yeah,
I get it. But especially because it's, Latin language, some parts of the Germany, especially south, because they have more approach with the Latin culture and whatever, it's a little bit more easier.
Yeah.
To learn some terms. I can get it.
We have a lot of Italian restaurants here, so you can try it anytime when you go.
But they're
to...
really Italian. I want
yes.
to something.
Can we I... have a really great Italian restaurant down the street here, and he's from Napoli.
Okay.
And he is really an old Italian guy, and he has two sons, and they are running the restaurant. And they are really original Italy. I can say that totally.
You know, I ask you if it's a good one because in Italy there's a famous movie. It's not a vertical; it's a movie. But anyway, very funny one with a very funny guy. That basically, long story. I don't give you any details. But anyway, he's in Sweden, eating in an Italian restaurant, and the chef is serving him carbonara.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked because the taste and everything, the consistency wasn't okay. And he asked the chef, sorry, can you give me the details? How do you prepare this pasta? And
with
he was like,
egg.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just put the pasta, then I put the water, I let them cook for half an hour. And he was like, someone give me a ladder and a square because I have to give down the sign of real Italian restaurant because this is not an Italian restaurant.
No, you have to cook it al dente. And I normally make the pasta on my own, like the old nonna in Italy showed me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, carbonara is also really big discussion stuff. To do it with egg or not, to do it with bacon or not. So...
During the pandemic, we ran a cooking account with my husband. And because we were, actually, I'm living in Italy, but I was born in a different country. So I'm not completely Italian. But
uh-huh.
Hey, I've been here for more than 25 years. So can I
okay.
Okay. I consider myself Italian, okay? we have different point of views on how to cook in carbonara. He's the one that's using bacon. I'm not the one using bacon. I'm the one using guanciale, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, the funny part is I spoke to a lot of actors and actresses. They are also kind of half Italian or a bit Italian and stuff. And yesterday, for example, I recorded with Gabe Armentano. He's mm-hmm. also half Italian.
Really?
But yes, Armentano, his dad is from Italy, but he never has been in Italy lately. And I told him, what? You no? And he said, no, never. And I said to him, you have to go there because everyone will love the food in Italy. The food is so great. And I really love it that you can go to a restaurant. It's also chilled. you know, the small trattorias and stuff like that. You sit there, no big restaurant, not super fancy. It's more kind of, yes, oh yes, I love that. And you can eat, you can sit, and you can talk to everyone in this restaurant. They are so open, and you have so nice evenings. And then you go home, and it was so really nice.
And you were in Milan. Imagine in South Italy how things are different. We take more slower, more enjoying your life, chill vibe, whatever, is completely different.
I love that. But I'm not sure if that's good for verticals when everything is so slowed, you know? But I spoke also to Dan Lovenstein. He shot lately in a small harbor city in Italy with Declan and stuff. Declan, not Cardiff, sorry.
We are messing up names at this time of the night.
Yeah, Declan was the beta of Cayman, and they did together the meet and greet on WordFest. So that's why I'm mixing up. No, and he told me that they were shooting in a really small town near the sea, and on a yacht. Also, they shot on a yacht. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. It hasn't been dropped yet. And he told me that it was so great in his small town because it was so typical non-touristic Italian, and he said he loved that. But I'm not sure because it's also chilly willy and the verticals are so spaced up. How does that fit together?
Exactly, I'm curious because now if you see how much vertical work has changed, I don't know. You said you started in 2023, right?
Yeah.
And I've started this year, but as I said, I watched everything was possible ReAssure because that was my first app, and I was like, and I saw so many changes. So at this point, I'm like, where we are going?
But to be honest, when I'm looking back on my first verticals, the storylines were much better than they have been lately.
It's true. At WordFest, you know, they made a panel about Fate to deal with the Mafia King.
Yeah.
And I think I'm so different. I love Mafia because, of course,
you're Italian. You have to love Mafia. Come
okay,
on.
So I watch all kind of Mafia. I think Fate to deal with the Mafia King is the only one well made it, and is the only one that length is almost 2 hours. If you're watching,
it is a lot of episodes,
and very well built. The story, I'm not talking about how, but the story is well built, And there's another one, maybe the one with Morana, if I'm not wrong, also is a good one.
No, not Red Talon, the other one is the mafia one, isn't it?
No. Maybe I forgot the name. But anyway, I think
I think Red Talon of Steven Morena is the one with the werewolves. And the other ones is
The one he's playing the piano, but I forgot.
Yeah, wait. I will check it. You can go on what you want to tell about this one.
The Morana and the Fate deal, they are very well built story, okay? Because doing a vertical about mafia is not easy because it's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah.
Because some of them try to push a little bit out of the box.
Mafia temptation, by the
way. Mafia temptation, exactly. Sorry. So they're, you know, it's very hard to build a mafia one. But these two, I think they are the only one that are very, very, very well built. The story makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they show the reality of the mafia. That's the point.
But don't you think that a mafia one should be shot in Italy?
No, I'm pushing everyone to do it. I was saying to every kind of production, whatever, if you wanted to shoot a mafia vertical, I mean, I will give accommodation, food, whatever. I have space for everyone. Please do it.
Yeah, you have to contact Roberta Spata, the director.
I will.
Because she told me that she is gonna to shoot this year in Italy. A vertical, but I don't know exactly where and what vertical, but I'm sure she's open to shoot a mafia vertical in Italy because she has the Italian vibes, you know.
Exactly. I know, I remember it was actually your first recording podcast, right? Mm-hmm. With Roberta.
With Roberta, sì.
Roberta. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, as I said, I will say to everyone, you want to shoot in Italy? No problem. I give food, accommodation, whatever. Just shoot it in Italy because real mafia is in Italy.
The mafia vibes are only in Italy.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And especially, you know, Sicily. Okay, Sicily, I think everyone is talking about Sicily, but no one has talked about the Calabrian mafia.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's worse than everything else. Hey, we are known for that.
That would be so great. So you said your first vertical was The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband with Jared Harper.
Yeah.
Did you also saw You Got Mail with Luke Charles Stafford and what was the other one? Amelia Gately, I think. The one, it was so nice. I missed the story. It was so nice. There was no slapping, no stepmom, no raping, kidnapping, other stuff.
Exactly, it was funny.
It was so, and Luke Charles Stafford was so funny in that one when he showed up with so many different kind of costumes.
Especially the romance one.
Oh, yeah. Thank
you. Yeah.
Yeah. But to be honest, that was such a great story and such a lovely story. And it was a story where the woman was not devoted.
Exactly.
There were lately so many shit stories where the women were devoted and the men were always so dominant and assaulting and nah.
I've been up from social for a while because of my health, and so every time my brother was updating me, girl, look what's happening, and at some point I was like, okay, I have to look, so give me full access of everything. I want to see what's going on. And I was so mad. I remember I made a post about that because, honestly, because of my past, because of the things I've been through, just trigger my inner demons.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. So I have to protect myself.
Yeah. Lately, there were so many really shitty. You know, the thing is, when I did the September recap with the other girls, we spoke about that, and Caitlin said that Real Short released in September so many crap stuff. They dropped a lot of shows, really. I think 5 or 6 per week they dropped.
Yeah.
But really shit content. Sorry for that. It was content.
I know.
And if you compare it to the first things when I started watching, example, the stories were so fine, and these shows are breaking the ice or stuff like that. These shows went so well, so I don't understand why they switched more and more to this raping, kidnapping, triggering stuff.
I don't know neither, because as I said, I might be very young in this industry in watching verticals, but honestly, this increase at the end of June, July.
Yeah.
From June, July, I see more crap things coming up.
I was
like, what the heck? What's going on? And in September, October, as you said, nothing good was to watch. Honestly, I don't think I see something interesting in this month that really, like, I want to do a review. I want to do something.
This month?
I want to do a lesson.
This month, I can give you... I saw the new one on Real Short with Luke Charles Stafford.
Yeah, I saw that one. It's still
the Begging King. What was the title? The Begging King is Back or stuff
Return,
like that?
Something
or Returns, yes.
But
yes.
I saw the title.
Because the other two he published before, they were crap. They were so full of violence. But lately, this one's with Samantha Drews, it was really, really nice story. And I love that they communicate with the sign language and stuff like that. And Samantha Drews totally nailed this role exactly as she nailed the role as the mute woman in You Are My... No, in the blind woman in You Are My Destiny. Samantha Drews nailed
a few
roles.
Oh, that vertical. Oh,
that vertical was the first one who gave me tears in my eyes.
My first one, well, I have so many that tears me up, but there's only one, actually. It might be, you know, is this my second vertical actually? Ed is again about mafia. It's again fate to deal with a mafia king.
Okay, no, it's totally fine. But you also watch others, their mafia.
Yeah, I watch werewolves. Okay. I like okay. them. Honestly, yeah. I love yeah. them. I love the idea of the fated something, things like that, magic, because secret bonds. Is that that's
I spoke with Abigail Stanton, and we. Uh-huh. We decided that we need a witch vertical only with witches. 6-7 different type of witches.
I think it was one that came out with Chris Cantuccio, if I'm not wrong.
Only no. witch stuff?
I don't know. I saw something on Reassured.
Huh. I don't know. Because we were talking about, you know, like... like a witch crew with 6-7 female witch leads,
awesome.
And one maybe one male one in it. But you know, every type of witch, a black hair witch, a blonde witch, a red hair witch, everyone has his own.
To play the witch.
Yeah, I said to Abigail Stanton, count me in because I love to be a witch. Totally, and I love to be also the bad one. I don't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I could be the bad one because I have to play the bad witch in Sleeping Beauty already in kindergarten. So I'm used to that stuff to do that. So I'm fine with that. No, but lately, all the women in every type of verticals
always slapped, always drunk, always red, always.
We need more powerful. Women, leadership women in verticals.
Because also, you know, because people, they use vertical as entertainment, they might start thinking this is right, but it's not right. It's not the right way to deal with some situations. So basically they teach the society how to prepare kind of situation or whatever. Yeah. This is completely wrong. So I that's why I'm not supporting every this kind of verticals or whatever.
It's also when they got pregnant, can they use protection, stuff like that? Okay, that's one theme. But the other one is they got pregnant. Okay, let's get an abortion. Bam. For younger women, they see only, oh yeah, it's totally easy to get an abortion. That's so wrong. To communicate stuff like that. That's so wrong.
Because they don't talk about the consequences.
No, really? Yeah.
Because so, verticals, the way they are shooting, they're not talking about the consequences of actions, or they're not giving us background of some actions.
Yeah.
Because sometimes some actions might be justified, but you have to give us background. If not, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. So what needs a vertical that you will watch it from the beginning till the end?
Oh, even my husband asked me why you are so addicted to verticals and what makes you watch them. Well, if it have to be
mafia one. Okay, I get it. No. When you see new show drops, do you watch, is the first thing you see the poster, or are you reading or watching a trailer? Or what's the first thing you're doing when new shows drops?
Because I am analyzing everything. I like to analyze everything. I'm not only stop at the post, because some posts are really crap. Okay, they're not giving the right idea of the vertical. So I write. I tend to read the main description of the vertical. I try to watch the trailer and to see that little things that might trigger my inner demons, if I know, I don't know if it makes sense. Because I'm a very sensitive person, I'm very empathic, and everything that I saw then affects my way of how I'll be during the day. So I have to be very, very, very careful. And I made a list of my favorite ones, actors and actresses. So
Are your top three actors and actresses?
Oh my goodness. I've been asked the same thing about with Jen asked me my three ones. Girls, Of course, my queen Brittany Masterchef.
Yeah, she's really great.
I love her because she's a full of energy. She's a full star. Yeah.
But she's so elegant also with the dancing and stuff like that.
Exactly. She's I love a queen. That. For me, she's the queen.
Yeah, agree.
And then I like... sorry, the language.
I can cut that out. You can say the F word. No problem.
I think Alexa.
Alexandria what or what?
Alexa
ready?
Alexa ready, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Because she's very funny. She has that innocent face, but basically she's so evil sometimes.
Yeah,
so
she can be a really bad villain one.
And in my top three, there's a villain. Sarah Walensky.
Oh, yeah, she... Okay, so what were your thoughts about Sarah Molinsky when she did her first fleet now? Not as a villain.
I love it. Honestly, I have so many things to write down about this girl. Because my first time I saw Sarah wasn't on Verticals, was their shows that are on Facebook. I forget the names, but anyway, I saw her on that kind of shows. So I was like, hey, this girl, okay, she had this villain vibes, but she's too sweet to be villain. She has something else. She can do more. That was my thought. I think Sarah have a lot of potential to be both villain, both female leader.
Yeah.
Because she's complete. Okay. She have everything. And I love her. Honestly, I love her. Many people are like, oh, she's a villain. No.
I think she has the same potential like Molly Anderson. Molly Anderson could be such a great villain, but also such a lovely dovey wifey.
Yeah, it's true.
They are totally both the same. When I saw Molly Anderson now again in Falling for a Superstar Part 2, when she entered the room and she was so strong in characteristics and so bad.
No.
I was shocked that she could be so bad.
Same thing I was thinking. What the bloody hell was in her? What did they give her to drink? Yeah. I know this is enough powerful, but I don't like that.
When I spoke with her, I asked her if she likes more the villain or more the good roles. And I really liked her answer because she said to me she liked the powerful roles. It doesn't matter if it's a good role or a villain role. She loves the roles where she can... waltz in and is so full of energy. That role she loves. And when I saw Falling for a Superstar Part 2 and she entered the room in the red dress with her red lips and so, yeah, here I am.
Badass.
Yes.
That was so amazing. Great. Yeah.
And which actor you like?
I have different ones, but... Hey, if you hear me, you know that we love you.
Yeah, why not? We can say open honest which actor we are addicted.
There's different reasons why I love them. One is Sam Myerson, because he reminds a lot how sweet is my brother.
And he's so... I love his acting, really.
He's very sweet and he reminds me of my brother. That's why I keep continue watching his Verticals.
Okay.
That's why. And actually it was my brother telling me, you know what? He is full of potential. Look at his face. And he was like, yeah, maybe you're right. Because at the beginning, I didn't like him. I was like, I don't give a damn about him. And I was like,
yeah, but he feels every role. Every role he plays, I totally buy it from him.
Yeah, exactly. I love them. He, as I said, like he's like kind of like Sarah. he can, Sarah, he can be a villain, he can be a good boy, everything is complete.
Yeah.
And another one that is my favorite one forever would be Jake Hobbs. I'm sorry, I have something with Jake.
Oh, Jake, I had a meet and greet with Jake Hobbs at the World
Fest. He's an amazing human being.
Yeah, and he shocked me a bit in this vertical where he switched roles.
The hot seal chopped into my body.
Yes. I was so surprised how funny this guy could be.
That's the secret about Jake. You see, all the time, that was, I was talking the other day with my brother, no? Because, you know, from different reasons, we are like, okay, everyone sees Jake in the CEO stuff or Mafia One, but behind everything, that you know that Jake basically at the beginning start his career with sketches with his roommate doing fun things.
Yeah, I saw he's doing some sketches also with Zach Wrist.
Yeah,
they are uploading videos. They're doing so great comedy ones.
I knew him. You know why I know? I started watching all the Jake verticals because basically the beginning I saw his sketches on TikTok, and then I saw I was looking, who is this guy?
Yeah,
and then I saw he made he's doing verticals, and I was like stuck with all his verticals, all his sketches, and I want to be honest. Their sketches, they bring me a lot of life in a very dark period of my life. I was like,
yeah, for me, his sketches and also the reels of Adam Chisnell. Oh, when I'm having a bad day, I'm going to Adam Chisnell's profile, and he did lately a reel. I was so loud laughing with this bride costume. Did you saw that? I was so laughing.
When you say something funny about him, the first thing that came in my mind was that.
I had at this day a really long and hard day at the university, and I came back in the evening, and when I was recording, I recorded already with Adam Chisnell, and when I was recording with him, I had so much to laugh, really. And I told him in this episode, listen, on every bad day, first thing, I moved to your Instagram profile because you have so many really great reels. And I came home from university at that day, had really long and hard day. And I said, okay, I have to go to Adam's profile. And then I think 10 minutes before he uploaded exactly this reel with him as a bride and $1 million show sound. And I was, oh, come on. Did you hear me? And I commented and said, okay, Adam, thanks for that. You made my shitty day great again. Oh, and he's so fun. No, oh, I love him. For him, it's so time to get a comedy vertical lead, really.
You know what? I was talking with my brother about if one day we would like to write a script, a comedy one, which one will be the one engaging with us? And of course, it was Adam. Jay, because you have no idea how goofy can be this man. He's an amazing human being of silly things he's thinking of forever. And the third one was...
we also need a female one in the comedy.
Alexa Reed. She is amazing.
Yeah.
She is amazing. And also, I forget how's her name. She played a female role in Princess Corset Mark.
Do you mean Autumn Noel? No.
It was also with Jacobs, the vertical Princess and Michael Vaccaro. I forget
I'm so bad.
Guess her name. What's that? Now I have to check.
Yeah, you can check it. Well, so how many apps are you having right at the moment on your handy or on your smartphone? Roundabout. I'm 49. And you?
I'm thinking. I think 25.
And how many memberships?
Just one. The only one that I made. Because I was the Lulu. Real short.
Just one?
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
Out of money.
Okay. Yeah.
No, at the beginning, I had different membership. Yeah, I had a real shop, Drama Wave, Good Short, because on Good Short there's a lot of mafia stuff, good ones. And I have, at the beginning, I had 4 or 5 membership, but hey, every kind of vertical you can find it on this app, because they are redoing again the same vertical but different actors. So at this point, I'm like, I watched one, why should I watch the second one?
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. You know, the thing is, I have recently, I think, 6 memberships, because I catched really, really great yearly memberships, not so expensive. And you know, the thing is, a weekly membership, for example, on RealShot is now 25 euros. That's so expensive. Are you the type of coins watcher or ad watcher to get coins?
At the beginning, yes. Now, because I'm not, I don't have time. I'll be first of all watching the reviews.
Yeah.
And after that, watching and
are you so patient to watch a vertical with ads and coins? Because when I'm starting a vertical, I don't want to come back every day because I can only watch 5 or 6 ads to get the next episodes. I'm not patient enough for that stuff.
I was desperate in that period, okay? It was a very period of my life. So I was like, I don't give a shit, honestly, about nothing. I don't give a shit about wasting my time even on ads, okay? I was like, in completely. And...
yeah, so
but now I'm valuing my time, so I'm like, okay, yeah, first of all, watching the reviews, I will decide maybe to wait until on that app I will collect like kind of like 6, 7, 8 verticals. Yeah. I will pay some membership and watch them all together, and that's it.
Yeah, that's I'm doing that also, yeah, because otherwise, but lately the new shows, there were so new, so many new platforms popping up.
Oh my god, oh no. I can't.
And you cannot get everywhere a membership. That's so stupid. True. For me, it would be, I would prefer if there would be, I don't know, 10 platforms and that's it.
Okay. But yeah, but, competition is great.
Yeah, but do you think the competition is good for verticals? Because I have the feeling that, for example, RealShot and stuff, they are dropping so many shows at the moment. I don't know what to watch because there were so many new shows out lately.
Yeah, I saw someone, I think it was Jen herself, that actually posted something about how many verticals are out now. It's something like, it's barely impossible to watch all of them.
Yeah.
Some might be good, but because we don't have time or whatever, they will be like forever forgotten.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I at this point, I'm thinking, okay, it's good to have a little bit of competition, but at the same time, you have really be careful with what is the real need, what people are asking, because if people are tired of crap, okay, we are tired of drug, we are tired of everything. At this point, you have to cut out from everything and to rebrand everything. And there's a new a vertical app, Cherash, I forget the name, sorry.
Yeah, Cherash TV.
Cherash TV.
Which is founded by vertical actors. Crew members and actors.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, they knew what the people want. So I'm hoping really for Cherash, because honestly, at this point of my life, at this point of everything, like, I don't give a shit about nothing, honestly. I want something new. I want something that intrigues me. And also, you know, there's so many good verticals that they have this huge cliffhanger, and you would like to know the sequel, but they are not writing the sequel.
Yeah. Some cliffhangers are so stupid. Really.
Some are stupid, but some, they are so interesting that you really want a sequel.
Yeah, but then, for example, a typical vertical where I was waiting for a second part, but it never got shot, was the one of Jackson Tiller and Keira Wisely from What was the name from
Isn't that mine?
contract from cron contract wife to
I
billionaire?
know, yeah, you yeah, from contract right to billionaire wife, something like that, if I'm not wrong. Yeah. God,
When
what's that
the
movie
ending
called?
is she's in Paris and he's at home with the
With a baby?
child. So that screams for a part two. And also all the audience screamed for a part two, but they didn't do it. And then they do, to be honest, for me, I was kind of surprised that they are doing a second part for Falling
Superstar?
for a Superstar. I don't need it. I get it. I watch it, but I hadn't awaiting it. For me, it was fine after the
Okay,
first
yeah, if
part.
you deliver fine, if not, whatever. Yeah, no, it's the same. I have one vertical that I'm really looking for a sequel, and I write to the production many, many times. I'm like, you know what? I know people that are really interested in writing a sequel, no, making some, because I was texting, first of all, to the real writer of this vertical, and she was like, I never planned for a sequel, actually. And I was like, what do you think? You know, the second most asked question on Google, if you write it down, is when will be the part two? And she was like, I don't mind. I mean, for me, it's fine like this. But everyone is asking.
Yeah,
And I was like, you know what? I'm writing for
there
myself.
are a few verticals where they're so shit cliffhanger where it screams for a part two.
There's one, it is a werewolf one with Noah Furley. I think it's called The Fated. Oh my goodness. I don't know. I think I but it's one with Noah, a werewolf one. Fated Alpha. I don't remember the names, okay? I'm not
You
good in
know the
mind.
titles. I'm so bad in titles.
Unfortunately, because I have a ADHD mind, I try to focus on the things that I like. I easily remember them, but at this point, because it's late, I don't know why I'm forgetting.
Doesn't matter.
I was like, that one, oh my goodness, the cliff is so amazing. It's like the ending is like someone is entering this huge ballroom, and there's such a mess in that final scene. And they were like, okay, where's the second part? I mean, because it was a beginning. Where's the second part? No second part. I'll write to ReAssure because it's on ReAssure. I write to ReAssure. There was like, there's no sequel. There's nothing. I'm like, why? I mean,
The only
it's
app
not
who
obvious.
offers really often a second, third, or stuff part is Candy Jar TV. She there are You can find a lot of series
I think it's the
descripted with part one,
arrangement that
two.
have
Yeah,
four
Arrangement
parts.
has four parts now, but also
The Scene.
Marvis has part one and two on Candy Jar. Then there were oh, what was it lately? Tame the Eras with Ali Baladov.
Yeah,
These
I
were
saw
two
it.
parts. Also, lovely story. I love this
Exactly, and it's
vertical.
very well built. I saw the Candy Jars. Actually, it's interesting one because they offer you a family membership. You know that?
Yeah, and to be honest,
Fine.
a yearly membership is 70 euros.
Exactly, it's not expensive.
When I first got Candy Jar, they dropped round about two shows per month or three. Not so many shows. Now they are publishing a bit more, but I have the feeling that, for example, Candy Jar or also Viglu, they produce better
Good stuff.
quality.
Quality, exactly. I say the same. And also there's another, no, it's not. It's Viglo, yeah, the green one, because I can't remember the names. There are
Also,
so many apps.
Drama Pops published mostly the produced verticals from Turkey.
Yeah,
And
and
they are
on
so
Drama
good in
Pops.
quality. They are so good in quality.
Yeah. There's one thing that I hate from Drama Pops. I don't know if me that I'm not able to use the app, but I can't find the new titles. I have no idea how to find the new
Yeah, I
titles.
have no searching function. Yeah, that's shit.
Oh, it doesn't make me angry.
That's shit. And first, when I got Drama Pops, they don't even offer a membership.
Right.
And I'm not willing to watch a show with coins because I'm not patient enough for that stuff. And the thing is when I have to buy coins, one show is around about 50, 60 euros, and that's so stupid. I won't do
Exactly.
that. No.
Exactly. No way.
But you see exactly, and I spoke with Danny Farber also, who produced lately in Turkey, I think 3 or 4 shows. And I asked him, what's the difference in producing in Turkey and the US? And he said, and that's, I think that's one of the reason because why the quality is so much better. The team is bigger, the crew. He told me the crew on set in Turkey is bigger than in the US. They are also very shortened in time, but the crew is bigger, and so you have more people to organize this whole thing better and take care of more stuff around the production. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're producing so well in Turkey.
Yeah, Vertical World is amazing, but because of the speed, we need people to cope with that speed. And more we have, easily gets.
So what do you think, what improvement is needed in the vertical space to produce more quality in what kind ever for that, so that more audience feel comfortable watching verticals?
They have to listen to the people. They have to reach that accounts that they are well known for doing a review, but at the same time, analyzing the bad things happening. As you saw in the last weeks, was a huge thing around Instagram happened with the shit things, the way they are paid, the scripts that they are shit. And everyone is angry about that. We made a petition about that. So basically, they have to listen, people. If they want to do quality, okay, I might understand the speed. I might understand they are short hands with money and whatever. I can understand that. Okay, fine. Everyone's looking for own business to how to, have more money. It's fine, whatever. I don't mind. But you have to listen, people. You want to improve because improvement is when you listen to your audience. Because if you don't listen, you will deliver shit. No one will watch, so you waste also money. You
Yeah, and
pay people.
we bring the money. The audience brings all this money to
Exactly.
keep going. I have a recording. I'm really looking forward to that with a script supervisor.
Wow, that was
So
nice.
I'm really looking forward to that because I want to know how it could happen that sometimes shitty scripts like the typical banquet shit,
Oh.
where they're discussing more than 1 hour if it's really him or not. And that's the whole sentence of the vertical.
Yeah, I
I don't
hate that.
understand how you can make money with such a script. I don't understand it.
Either. I don't know what's wrong with people. Okay. I say the Italian version, okay? I don't know how the other people think and whatever, but Italians gossip and oh sorry and fights, ah, they're in for it.
Yeah, infuriating.
Exactly. They're all in. They're all in. Okay, so for Italian people that will work.
Sometimes I'm asking if the big question is it really him? Why the hell doesn't he show his ID? What's the problem?
Exactly. Why so mysterious?
And
But
the
yeah.
problem could be solved in 5 minutes. I don't get it. I don't get it. Really, I
Yeah.
don't get it. Yeah, so we need definitely kind of improvement in the script.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Not only, but also the titles. Girl, can you talk a second about the titles? Because some titles are so shit, but the story is so good. And sometimes the title seems good, but story
And
is
the
like
story is
no.
shit. And in combination with this now lately AI created posters where you cannot recognize the actors because they look so different than natural. Have you saw lately a poster with, I don't know what exactly title it was, with Nick Ritacco in it?
Yeah.
when I watched the trailer and I thought, oh, that's Nick Ritney. Huh? That's Nick Ritatko in it? Is it on a poster? And I looked at the poster. No, that's not Rick. No.
No.
They AI created posters. I don't understand it.
Okay, I understand using AI for improve your work. It's fine. But
yeah,
AI will never be able to substitute human work. Okay. I use AI because of my hobbies. I use AI many times because also I can focalize on one stuff because of my ADHD brain is lost many times. So I need AI to help me out to focalize where I'm missing spots.
Yeah.
But honestly, the hard work, I'm the one doing. And so you can use AI, okay, help you out. It's fine. I'm not against it. But hey, be careful.
Come on, the actors are not so bad looking that they have to be in AI.
I have to do a top 10 list about the hottest actors and actresses. Go.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Mm. And then when I watched today Vertical, and you know, the typical scene, he gets out of the shower, only a towel, and you can see the abs and the water drops running. Mm.
And then the moment when, hey, can you make a perv one? When, sorry, at this moment, I'm tired. You know,
no, it was, I was sitting on the couch and I thought, yeah, that I want to watch in real now. Yeah, that would be really nice.
And the scene where the towel falls because somehow he's not able to grab perfectly the towel every time. I was like, why are you avoiding a man human body from the behind?
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I spoke, I think, with Casey Esser, was it? I asked him how often he had to propose in his verticals and how often there was a towel drop. And he said only in two of his shows he didn't propose. Only in two of all his shows he didn't propose.
Because now is I see a lot of improv or the shower scenes. Oh, when they are doing basically the shower and focalize on the abs and water, like I remember at the beginning it wasn't like this. I mean, I
no,
know,
it was, but it was not so sexy at the beginning. Absolutely not. But I think sometimes it's not always in a good way. All the BDSM stuff, I don't want to see it. That's really awful.
Off limits. No, I'm not going to talk about that because it really pissed me off a lot.
Yeah, and there were so many verticals lately with all this BDSM stuff. Also, what me triggers immensely is all the kind of prof stuff with students.
Yeah.
I am a prof at the university, sorry. And that makes these kind of verticals absolutely don't make sense. Absolutely not.
I you know what? That's why I might get it. Why? Because I was chilling yesterday or today, I can't remember. Anyway, in the last 24 hours, I saw some randomly video on Facebook, on Reel, than the Reels on the Facebook. And in Italy, this is common. I don't know everyone around the world it is, but we have some influencer that basically comment on one other influencer. 99% of the time, there are these people that basically comment on girls that they are doing, hey, welcome into my life. And they are like teenagers speaking about their life and whatever. They're like commenting in a rude way, but funny way. Does, you know, like,
yeah,
look, you're very stupid. And all these girls there are like, oh, I saw my father's best friend. He's so good looking. And they're inspired because of that, because these girls, they are in huge hormonal fight because they are teenager because of that. Now we have a new generation of parents that they have no idea how to deal with these topics. They or maybe they don't want to get involved in this kind of topic to help them to understand how their body works, how their mind works. You know, it's kind of normal to have feelings because you are in a teenager time, but at the same time, oh, keep calm.
Yeah.
Okay. So they like leave them freely. So because they're kind of inspired what's happening basically in real life. But hey, if you could continue to deliver vertical after vertical about this kind of story, these boys and girls will think that it's normal to have feelings toward a professor. That is not okay.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, when did you start your Instagram profile and all the review stuff? And because of what?
July. I made a page in June, but I start posting in July because for me, it's not about reviewing, it's about the lessons behind a vertical. Because many times, okay, we are watching a vertical is because it's our escape room from reality, but in the end, we have to learn something. That's why I'm so very, I didn't post so much because I'm very careful about the lesson I want to be delivered on the vertical. And I'm I okay I saw, as I said, I watched so many verticals. I have at this point no idea how many, but they're not all good. Okay, not everyone is teaching you something. Not everything is teach you something.
No, sometimes
So I
are only ridiculous.
exactly. So I started because I want to show that verticals still there's hope. Be good verticals. Something to learn from it. Something to, you know, looking forward because it's a good one.
So, what do you think? What will be happening in the next 12 months in vertical? Do you see any chances that this type of bad, shitty stuff will getting less?
I hope, but it's hard because if they don't listen to the audience and they will continue to learn shit, they will realize very late about the mistake they are doing. I hope things change. I hope Charity TV will be a huge impact in everyone's life. The hope we're looking forward because honestly, at this point I'm like hopeless. And trust me, I have a brother, and he, okay, and you know, his point of view about verticals is completely different from the moment we start watching vertical together. And he's like, "Ramo, look, it's shit. I'm a man. I don't get it. Why? Why? I'm a man. I feel so bad. Imagine for you being a woman watching all this stuff. And he's a
He's
guy.
right.
And he's a guy."
So I think I don't know many men watching verticals, to be honest.
Why? I drag him in.
So you can he couldn't get out of it.
Man, I'm almost there to drag my husband in vertical world, but unfortunately he doesn't speak English, so I have to translate every time the vertical in whatever.
Some of the verticals were synchronized to German and so badly. Oh
Not in
God.
Italian. Not.
So badly, really.
I say, if someone is looking for a translator, hey, I speak eight languages and two sign languages. I'm in for translation. I'm in.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, here you can find some synchronized German one, but for example, there is one with Nick Ritacco in it. And you know the origin voice
Yep,
and
there's
sound
Nick.
of Nick Ritacco.
Yeah.
And in this vertical, he speaks so high and so fast, and it's so silly if you know his origin language.
You have to send me the link. I really want looking forward.
I saw it lately on an ad on Instagram again, and I said, come on, no,
Man.
that's so bad
And
synchronized.
exactly.
Yeah, we will see. We will see. Harmona, on the end of every episode, I ask a five question quickie. You know it. You're listening every podcast, so you know that the five question quickie is coming up.
I know.
And
I'm looking forward.
first question, what's your favorite dish? You're an Italian one, so please don't tell me a pizza with pineapples on it.
Okay. I want you to drop every kind of things or whatever, but I want to be honest. I like it.
Pineapples on pizza?
Don't judge me. I like it, but I don't say it so
That's a big
openly.
minus, my love. That's a big minus.
But hey, I'm cooking every day pasta. It's homemade pasta. I don't buy pasta.
Me neither.
I
Tough made
never buy.
pasta is also the best.
And my favorite dish at the moment,
Yeah.
Because I always change them.
Yeah.
Is a dish that actually I ate in Sicily.
Uh-huh.
Is a lasagna with pesto and pistachio.
Oh, with pistachio. I love, we have a new gelateria here. Uh-huh. And they have so great pistachio ice cream.
Girl, sorry. Pistachio, not pistachio.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's the same with stracciatella.
Bravissima.
And not I don't know what they say here in Germany.
But
mostly.
I'm bunching so many times. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always the same with bruschetta. They say bruschetta here.
Don't get it.
So what? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but the Italian food one. And do you like non-Italian food?
Yes, because I said I was born in a different country, but I live my whole life here.
Okay.
So I'm very open in near international cuisine. I don't mind. But just one thing for the American people, please don't say your Italian food is better than our Italian food, because you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Roberta Spatio and Michael Vaccaro told me that when I asked them if it's easy to get in LA some Italian dishes, and they said nope. Every time we have to do it on our own, because the so-called Italian restaurant in LA are so bad.
I know.
And I'm totally believe that.
It's true.
But here in Germany you can really get great Italian food, but maybe it's not because it's not so far. When I'm driving by car in 5 hours, I'm in Milano, and so we are not so far from Italy, so here it's much easier to get really good Italian food and great Turkish food also.
Ooh, the Turkish food. Ooh, and Indian food. Oh, girl.
I'm not the curry type, sorry.
Everything,
but the Turkish food on last week on Tuesday, on my really shitty long university day, in my street, there is a really, really, really great Turkish one. And I went there and I got a really great dürüm. Oh, I love that. Yeah, so that's
I think
fish.
after this session, I'm going to cook something for me, because do you make me hungry?
Yeah, it's always shitty to talk about food.
Especially, what time is it now? 11 o'clock?
No, we have 50 minutes past midnight.
Okay.
So you can do it for breakfast. It's fine.
A
midnight
mind.
Snack is always good. Food is needed when it's needed.
Exactly.
You know, the thing is, in 8 days, I'm starting my Christmas bakery. I cook a lot, but mm-hmm. the whole November, I'm doing my Christmas bakery every day. So I'm more the baking type then. And then in my whole house, it smells like the typical Christmas spices, you know, like on the Christmas market, cinnamon and kind of mulled wine stuff and like that. So in November, if you want to have the Christmas feeling, you have to come over. Because
look at my face right now. I'm starving for food.
Because in my house, it smells like a typical German Christmas market then. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
girl, I'm in.
Yeah. So we finished talking about food. What's your favorite film at the moment?
No Mafia.
No Mafia?
At this moment, no. I'm looking for something more sentimental.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for something very... powerful woman empowerment, rising phoenix, whatever.
Yeah.
And no Mafia at this moment, no Mafia, because I'm writing something about Mafia, so I have enough Mafia in my mind. I need a break.
So what's your favorite film at the moment? What is it?
I saw an Italian one. I have no idea how to translate the title. It was very cute. I know that, yeah, Amen. The Italian knows Amen. It's a funny comedy, but at the same time very thoughtful about, you have always be careful about the way we are speaking with people and the things we are saying, because might cause some problems.
So a lot of respect in it.
Exactly.
To other people. Yeah, that I like that. I really like that. So what puts you in a good mood in song?
Oh, what puts me in a good mood?
Are you the Eros Ramazzotti type? Just
Girl,
kidding,
I'm a
just
heavy
kidding.
metal girl.
Okay, just kidding.
I'm very dark heavy metal, but you know.
Albano and Romina Power. Felicità. Da, da, da. Okay, just kidding. Just kidding.
I try. I'm my husband is in with this kind of music. So we are always fighting when we travel because he wants to listen to classic Italian music. And of course, I have heavy metal. But at the same time, because I am a ADHD mind and I'm open to everything, sometimes I find myself listening hip hop music or I can listen to orchestra music. I have still no idea what is my, but hey, my heart is still metal.
I listened lately to a lot of ABBA songs. Dancing
Oh,
Queen stuff.
they remind me about my childhood, them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the reason. You know, the funny part is, you always say, yeah, ABBA is fine, okay. But when any kind of ABBA song is played, you know exactly which one it is and you know exactly how to sing along. That's always
Yeah.
the same.
And what
So.
makes me in good mood?
Yeah.
Is basically doing everything with my own hands and my mind because I do scrapbooking, so I prepare cards for gifts. And when everyone is asking me, "You can you make my card a gift? I know wedding card can be a wish card, whatever." I'm doing everything with my own hands, and I compose music.
Yeah,
So
I
be
can
careful.
yeah. I can tell that now, thanks to Ramona and her family. This podcast has an intro sound, has from the sneak peeks, the background music. So, if you want to know where this comes from, it comes from Italy and from Ramona's family. So, yeah, exactly that. I should.
Maybe I might have a Christmas surprise for you, something about yourself. Who
Oh,
knows
that
what
would
my
be
mind.
so great. Kind of Christmas. Yeah, because I want to do with the Vertical Review ladies a Christmas special edition about only Christmas verticals.
Wait, I mean for the new music introduction if you want. You want? We can do it.
Yes, please. That would be
And
so
I
nice.
just want to give you a little secret that I'm going to tell you. Actually, because I was so impressed by someone in the vertical world, I actually wrote a piano song. It's my first time I made a piano song. Usually I use different kind of instruments, but piano for me is very sentimental as instrument.
Yeah.
And it was my first time sitting at a piano and playing, having this person in my mind, because it really shocked my mind and my heart.
So we audience, we are kind of crazy, but lovely, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely lovely. But
So
hey,
the last two questions.
yes.
Okay, but the next question is a bit overdue because what's your favorite vertical so far? Let me guess, the mafia one.
And fate deal with the Mafia King will be forever in
Okay.
my heart because many reasons, but basically is my life in the vertical,
Yeah,
basically.
okay. I get it. And totally under it's totally understandable, to be honest. Totally. So, last question, what genre you want to see more in verticals? Or new genre also?
Musical. Because I love music.
Oh yes, musicals would be so
Oh,
great.
musical and more comedy. We have so many actors and actresses that are born to be a comedy stars. And
Totally
unfortunately,
agree.
they don't have that right spotlight. So I really need more comedy because vertical for me is an escape room from my reality.
Yeah.
Is an escape room when I'm tired. So why I should watch crap and trigger my inner demons? I need something to make me again alive and to have fun. And after watching, be like relax, happy, and whatever. That's it.
What about I spoke lately with some actors about a Western vertical? You know, a really old one with saloon style stuff and some saloon girls and the sheriff and the classic duels ones with horses and lasso and yeehaw.
That was amazing to do it at midnight. Not yeah.
You are not. You know, when they were
Out
chewing,
of your room?
they are chewing the hay in the mouth and they are speaking hey.
Oh, hey, we have some vertical actors that they are from middle of America. They're real, so they'd be good in that.
When I spoke with Thomas King, he had a mustache here and with his slang, and I asked him if he would be in for a Western. He said, totally, immediately. Give me a shot where I'll be there, because he can also ride horses and stuff like that. And can you imagine him in with a Western hat and also with a, you know, he in his verticals he always has that kind of shirt on, which fits so perfectly in Western style.
There's another one. Wait, I forget his name. Closely, I forget the name.
I know what you mean. He's also doing country music, right?
Exactly. Oh.
That would be a perfect fit in the Western. Oh
Exactly. I was
yes.
thinking when you say a Western vertical, he's the first person that came in my mind.
And John Henry Richardson told me he would be the sheriff.
Oh, he totally had that vibe.
Yeah. We will see where it will go. We will see.
Hey, we
So,
have to push this platform out of their comfort zone. We have power.
yeah, all we
We
have to
have
win the
power.
European jackpot lottery, that we have the money to do it.
Oh, girl, I'm in.
It's all about the money, you know?
I'm writing things that I don't think they will see the li ever the light, but if you
Yeah, but
want
the
to hire
platforms
someone, I'm
are
in.
not willing to take the risk at the moment. So we have to win the lottery. We have to produce this stuff. And I think when it's finished and they see the total product, I'm sure they are more willing to take a risk to get it.
Yeah, it takes time. Unfortunately, to changes always takes time.
Yeah. We are on to that. And I say thank you very much for your
You're
time,
welcome.
for your spontaneous time, because the actors just stood me up.
It's fine. Hey.
It's nice that I can always rely on the audience. Sorry, actors and actresses, but I'm a big fan of the audience and the other fans. So
We are
we
here to
don't
support
need
each
you.
other.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we
So
are in.
send a lot of greetings to Italy
You're
and
welcome.
talk to you soon, Mona.
Well, send you a warm hug and kiss.
Grazie mille e ciao.
Prego.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.